What it is, what it will be. This is DOC on here with Hannah Goddess, and you are now tuned in to
The Organics Broadcast, topics ranging all the way from relationships to self-development. What are we talking about today? Today we're talking about what do men want? What do men want? Yo, hey, I'm about to start off with a few different things, just so the people know. So for as a female, and speaking for a lot of females out there too, a few things that I would love to have unveiled by D himself is when we're talking about what do men want, okay, there's a few myths out there that I want to see if it's a myth or is it something that's actually accurate. And let's start with number one. A lot of men I've heard say this so many times, they've always said they want a real lady, but they also want a lady that is going to be a freak, but not in the public eye. Okay. So I want to know, are men trying to have both? They want like a real nice lady, but they also want a lady that's going to have that side to themselves. Like, are they're looking for both? And is that something that's going to allow them to not continuously look around? Because let me just jump into this. This is the first topic for this is there's a lot of women out there that are married or that are in relationships, and they constantly, you hear women constantly saying, you know, I do a lot for my man. Like, that's why there's so many divorces happening in this day and age, man. There are so many divorces now. And a lot of it, I actually did a poll on this at one point in time. A lot of it comes down to a lot of different things. But one thing in particular is women feel like men are not satisfied with their wife. And so it comes down to the woman trying to understand, okay, I'm still looking good. Maybe I don't look exactly the same as I did when you first married me, but I'm still looking fly. I'm still trying to get ready for you after I had some kids with you. Or even a female that's not married and she's still trying to look fly for her man. She still looks good. But the question is, what is going to keep men happy with that one woman versus wanting to continuously look? Let's start with that.
Okay. Wow. Yo, so first and foremost, to my fellas out there, I might have to explain. I'm not even gonna say that I'm exposing any secrets. I'm just keeping it real, and this is just my point of view. This is my perspective. For the dudes listening, sue me, okay? I'm just being real. This is our podcast, so we can keep it as real as we want to keep it. So I'm gonna be real coming from me. The freak, a lady in the streets, freak in the sheets. That is the slogan that most men are known for having. When it comes down to what men actually want, when it comes down to that aspect, yes, we want a lady in the streets and we want her to be as freaky as she wants to be in outside of the public eye. Now for me, I'm very laid back, but at the same time, I like to be a freak myself when I'm behind closed doors and having some, you know, the little freakiness, you know, when we're out every now and then. But yes, I definitely like a woman to be who she is. Most of the time it's up to, you know, it's up to an individual's perspective as to what we consider being quote unquote ladylike. You know, but we think leaving a little bit of the ratchetness away from the public eye when it comes down to being in the public.
Well, okay, pause.
You know,
why is that though? Is that because the guy doesn't want other men to see that female in that type of way, or is it because he wants to keep that to himself? Why is that?
Well, sometimes it can be both. It usually is, okay, what level of decorum does the person that you're with hold themselves, what do they display? What type of, I guess you could say, what is the character? What's the character balance? There should be a character balance. For me, that's what it is. there should be a character balance. And for most men that I've talked to, a lot of dudes, insecure dudes, and I'm going to be real, insecure dudes, insecure individuals in general are going to say, oh, they don't want, they want the woman to be more conservative in person. Oh, they, you know, they don't want her to be loud and all this other type of stuff. Me personally, I want the person that I'm with, the woman that I'm with, to be able to have fun, but I still want her to have a certain level of decorum when it comes down to not necessarily, oh, how you're going to act in public based off of what society wants you to act or how society wants you to act, but how you maintain a specific level of decorum when it comes down to whether you are going to put yourself in a situation where you will be observed from other people that may be watching you. Like for me, I don't need the person that I'm with to be acting completely freaky in public, because it's not just, oh, you don't, you know, you have to act a certain way. My whole thing is there's always going to be people watching, and not necessarily your friends and all the and your family based on those that can judge you, but individuals that will be watching you, such as the same generation, younger generation, that think that that's how you should act. You know what I'm saying? People are so influential. And with us as human beings being very visual creatures, sometimes we pick up certain things, mannerisms that end up becoming the norm, especially in society today. Certain things that happen in society end up becoming the norm. And a good amount of that stuff is not necessarily positive, especially in specific communities. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the person that I'm with, when you go out, you can have fun, enjoy yourself, do what it is that you're going to do, but make sure that you realize you're always being seen and you're always being watched. Conduct yourself in a manner, in, you know, in a manner that you want to be able to portray something that people will want to emulate. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Something positive, something that individuals will, even when you're having fun and being yourself, still emulate something that people will want to gravitate to rather than want to move away from. And that's in when you're in the public eye. Now in private, oh, we definitely want that, you know, that connection, that freakiness. We want that side where we can experiment, where we can be as raunchy or whatever, if I can be so candid, as you want to be. And we appreciate
it. So y'all
that.
Want your woman to be always wanting you when it's both of y'all.
Oh, absolutely. Right. At the same time, it's like we both want that level of engagement when it's on a wanted to be a two-way street. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, when those are moments where the woman or your woman or your man or whatever, but if we're talking about what women want or no, what men want, yes, we do definitely want to be able to have a partner that wants us. You know what I'm saying? Wants us for us. But still is able to keep a certain level of intrigue. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we'll want the person to be in that position of wanting to, you know, jump all over us. And then there's times where we want to fight.
Right. Like that, you know, balance. What I'm saying?
So yeah, exactly. And a balance. Now you did mention one thing, and before you go on to the next subject, cause I know you got more questions. So you mentioned, you know, you had a couple kids. For those that are in relationships and have children, and there's a lot of, I'm not gonna say there's a lot of what's the word I'm looking for, temptation. But there are, the way the world is going right now, there's a lot of women out there that are doing, you know, they put themselves, they're buying. They're buying different body parts. I'm going to put it like that, to enhance themselves. So there's a lot of influence when it comes down to how the quote unquote ideal woman is being created or altering themselves. And it becomes a little bit difficult for women that are natural. And I'm not saying that some of those women that do are natural. I'm not throwing any shade to any woman that do that. If that's what you do, and sometimes you feel you need to enhance yourself, cool, hey, have at it. But I'm talking about the people that are in relationships, and the woman that is in that relationship ends up doubting herself or begins to develop a lower self-esteem based off of the other women that are out there that may catch our eye. You know what I'm saying? All we want, and this is coming from me, all we want is someone that, yeah, definitely wants to stay sexy, wants to stay appealing to her man, wants to stay appealing to me. But here's my thing. For me, I'm not going to make you do anything that I'm not going to do. For me, this is just my perspective. If it comes to the point where, okay, you've had some kids and you're feeling a little off about yourself. Okay, cool. This is a two-way street. If you feel that you're out of the loop, or you feel that you're not feeling so attractive, guess what? It's not just going to be a thing of, oh, maybe you should go to the gym. No. It's going to be a two-way thing. We both need to go to the gym. We're both going to go and get ourselves in shape, because I don't want you to be alone in your process. I want you to be there and have somebody there with you to help you through your process. I do not want you to stand alone in that process, because if it comes down to the point of, oh, you're feeling unattractive, of course there's going to be a lot of other people out there that, you know, are doing a lot of extra stuff to make themselves look attractive and even feel attractive. But the woman should never ever, especially one that I'm with, should never ever feel that she is unattractive, to the point where if there's something that she is not comfortable with when it comes down to her physical appearance, that doesn't make her unattractive. To me, at least, my thing is that I just want you to understand you're not alone as far as how to change the things that you're not comfortable with, but understand you're still
beautiful. See, that's powerful, D, because you coming from a guy, that's powerful, because there's a lot of women out there where they feel like they need to look better for their man. But if you look at their man is overweight. He's not completely in shape. But he's still getting looked at from other women. So it almost makes the woman feel like she needs to step her game up, because somebody might take her man. But when it comes down to it, the guy isn't even working out himself a lot of times. So that's a very interesting thing. But I also want to ask you, pertaining to this, it kind of correlates with what you're already talking about, is as far as like women, and I'm going to give you an example. There's this couple that I know, and the woman is absolutely sexy. Like, she has it going on, and her man is extremely attractive. They're both very attractive people. And so, but what you find is her man is constantly looking for other women. And I actually approached him about that one day. I said, you know, I don't think you understand that you have a highly attractive girlfriend, and I don't understand why you're continuing to look. And he's like, I know she's attractive. He's like, I bagged me a good one. Like, I got a really awesome female. He's like, but there's still something missing that he's looking for. And he admitted it. So it's like, when you see men that are in relationships and they have a sexy girlfriend or sexy wife already, and this happens more often than not, why is it that men are still looking? And I know not all men are like this, but for the majority of men, why do you think they're still searching if they do have a highly attractive girlfriend or wife already?
Yo, thank you for bringing this up, because everything is correlated. Everything is connected. I'm glad you brought this up. Personality is key. Sometimes you can walk around with a bad one, and this is just me saying this. It's the same thing with women, but because we're talking about what men want, we'll go with this one, right? Personality is key. There are certain elements that, okay, you can look as good as you want to look, but if your personality and your attitude isn't good, if it doesn't match how you look, then we're going to go out looking for something else. We're going to look for the things that we're missing, because sometimes it's like, okay, I'll put it like this. You can have a Ferrari. You know, the Ferrari it looks good. It looks dope. It's sleek. You know, it can get up to 200 and something miles per hour. And that's like, you know, if it's pushing, right? Mm-hmm. But based off of what I like, how much gas does it guzzle? You know what I'm saying? What is it too high maintenance? Like, it may look good when I get in it. It may drive fast. But if I'm someone that likes to conserve energy and I care about the environment, I'm most likely going to be looking for something that has the performance of a Ferrari, but I might be looking at a Tesla instead. I might be a little bit more intrigued to see what a Tesla has to offer. Because I hear that a Tesla can get up to those speeds too. And it looks good too. But it has something, it has something that the Ferrari is missing. You know what I'm saying? So there's certain things that someone may have that another person may have more of, or something that someone has, like the person that you're with. They don't match everything. Everything is not there. And sometimes it's not even things that can't be changed. It's not certain things that, you know, that the person isn't making the effort to change. It's just based off of what environment that person, you know, grew up in, or what that person was taught. Sometimes there's certain things that in the relationship, it needs to be communicated. But one of the things I will say this, and you know, some guys are going to feel me on this and some guys aren't. Communication is extremely important. If I'm with someone, if I'm in a relationship with someone, right, and there's something that's missing, whether it be something you're not getting physically, something you're not getting emotionally, or something you're not getting spiritually, it's important to communicate that. Because going outside of the relationship to look for something else that person is missing without communicating is going outside the relationship and doing that person, period. Mm. So if that person is missing something, right? It's like, if I'm in a Ferrari, if I own a Ferrari, but I'm intrigued in the things that the Tesla has to offer, still doesn't mean that I can't actually go to the person that, you know, gave me the Ferrari, or I got the Ferrari from, and say, hell, if I was even able to talk to the damn Ferrari and say, okay, or what can I do to actually help bring some of the elements from the Tesla into the Ferrari, but still at the same time see how this will work to still benefit.
Oh, wait a minute. So are men nervous or scared to approach their woman? Because what if they ask their woman to slightly change something so that they can be more happy with them? Are they like concerned, like, oh shit, what if like she gets pissed or something? Like, do they feel comfortable?
Man, sometimes, see, that's the thing. That's why I said communication is so important. And sometimes we're not even taught how to talk. You know what I'm saying? So here's the difference. I'll say this. If someone comes up to me, if I'm in a relationship with someone and someone is feeling a little bit inconsiderate or not inconsiderate, I'm sorry, wrong choice of words. It's feeling a little, screw it. I'll just say they're feeling down about their appearance, right? And they're like, well, what do you think? You know, am I getting fat? That whole thing. And trust me, sometimes I feel it's like a trap for a guy. That feels like a trap. Anytime a woman says, does this make me look fat, or does it, bro, just run. Just walk out the door. Don't say nothing, because you're not going to win that. But if someone is feeling sometimes, you know, feeling some type of way, she says, does this make me look fat? The goal is not to say, oh, it's to not to give that person a cliche answer, or to even say, yeah, it makes you look fat. No, it's like, no, you don't want to do that. You want to be able to say, you want to be truthful, but at the same time, you still want to come from a place of understanding. If the person doesn't feel good about themselves, you ask them, well, I think you look beautiful, but what do you feel that you need? What do you think? Is there something that you feel you need to change? And you say, just be honest. Be honest with me. Let me know what you feel. Let me know what you're thinking, right? Is it because you see all these other women that are going out here? Like, you know, you see them, they're looking good, they're doing this, they're doing that. Some of these women out here, like I said before, I'm just keeping it real. Some of them are buying that stuff. At the same time, you know, some are doing it and they're doing it proudly. Live your life, live your best life, handle your business. But if you're feeling insecure about that, if you're feeling that I'm, you know, my mind and my eyes are wandering to other women, I don't want other women because of that. You know what I'm saying? My whole thing for me, I'm like, if you're feeling insecure about that, then let me know what you feel insecure about. You already know what I like. We can have a conversation about it. And if there's things that you need to change, or you feel that you want to change, then all I can do is offer some suggestions, and at the same time, go on that journey with you. Because if you want to work, you want to get better, you want to work out, you're feeling insecure, then guess what? I want to make sure that I, as your man, looks just as good as you say you want to look.
Right.
So if you want to go to the gym and get fit, guess what, baby? I'm going with you.
See, and I,
let's do it together.
Some of these men need to take notes, yo, for real, because that's some powerful stuff you said. And you know what? Here's the thing is I went to this meeting with this. I went to this meeting. It was like this woman's meeting. And one of the ladies was there and she was the one that created the meeting. And she pretty much said that. So she has an attractive husband. And she said that for over 10 years, she could not go to the beach and go to the ocean with her husband for 10 years. Because she would always feel so uncomfortable that there was so many attractive women walking around and she didn't feel comfortable with all these different women around that her man would like obviously want to look. And she said after 10 years, she realized she had to get over it. It wasn't about him. It was about her being confident and realizing he fucking married her. He chose her. The biggest key, in my opinion, coming from a woman, and I'll take it back to you, is confidence. There is a lot of people on this planet, and I can find beauty in any person you put in front of me. But there are some people on this planet where some people would say they're not that attractive. But what makes them attractive is they are so fucking confident in who they are that they sell themselves to anyone that they come into contact with because of their high level of confidence. And she said it wasn't about her husband. Once she realized that she already had him and he chose her, she, when she would see other attractive women in front of her that he would possibly look at, it didn't faze her because she realized, look, my husband has eyes. My dude's got eyes. At the end of the day, he's coming home with me.
Facts. Facts. 100%. Like, yo, that's key right there. Confidence. Confidence is key. Confidence is sexy. Like, I've seen some pretty unattractive dudes with some extremely attractive women. And I wonder, even I'm like, dog, how the hell did my man's pull that? Like, seriously, how did he do it? And I realized that it was confidence. You're absolutely right. It's confidence, right? So it's like, the dude may be bald. The dude may have a gut. The dude may be tore down in the face. Dusty, just straight dusty. No, for anybody that's listening, that if it feels, I'm not, look, you're beautiful to somebody. I'm just saying. But it's confidence. And if you are, look, I'm going to tell you right now, if you aren't that attractive, if someone says that you aren't, and you're not that attractive, look, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Not to mention, confidence is in the beauty. The confidence is in the eyes of anyone that actually is just pulled to that, because anyone and everyone is. Confidence is the most attractive trait of anybody. I know some people that are extremely attractive and some have some of the lowest self-confidence I've ever seen in my life. Because you're always comparing yourself to this person, comparing yourself to that person. Like, for real, like, yeah, let's be real. I'm pretty sure some of us have experienced that too. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. There's been times myself where I have not approached an attractive woman because I was like, oh, dang, I don't know if I can pull it. Then a little bit later, I come to find out that this chick was looking at me the entire night, waiting for me to approach. And I'm like, I'm like, wow. So it just happens to be confidence. Are you confident in yourself? When you have confidence in yourself, then everything else is just an addition. You know what I'm saying? So how you look, that's an addition, especially for those that are in, we'll go back to the subject, the topic that we were talking about, like the point, one of those subjects. We'll talk about when you mentioned, okay, she was, the woman had a very attractive husband. She would go to the beach and she realized that she had to understand that her confidence had to rise before she could become fully comfortable. And then when she did, everything else was good. Understand, once you have that confidence, changing your body, that's nothing. All that takes is just effort. You know what I'm saying? It's like, do you have the will? Do you want to go work out? All that is, like, your body can be changed. Have you ever seen like some of these women that weighed a lot. And then all of a sudden they put in a 6 months to a year of extremely hard work. All of a sudden they're looking just as good as the people that they find themselves comparing themselves to. So all that can be changed. But that confidence is key. I've seen some big, beautiful women that carry themselves with the confidence of a Victoria's Secret model. And that makes them extremely attractive. You know what I'm saying? Extremely. Hey, and it's like it does not, your confidence can change everything when it comes down to your attitude and how you begin to look at yourself in life. Once you change your attitude, or you change your attitude and your confidence will change your attitude, and then everything else can be built up from there.
Straight so up. What,
you know what I'm saying? What men really want when it comes down to it, we definitely want an individual that is confident enough to, you know, do what they do in the street, do what they do in the streets, uphold a certain level of decorum, but in the bedroom, definitely be as freaky as I want to be. But when it comes down to, in general, we just want to be able to have someone that is confident enough in themselves and also be able to help us with our confidence. You know, your confidence can build our confidence.
Straight up. There's this book too called Psycho Cybernetics, and it talks about this plastic surgeon that did numerous different surgeries, and he realized that when some woman would get surgeries, they still thought they looked shitty, and it's because their mindset didn't change. They thought that they looked like they were the same, but they looked different. They looked how they wanted to look now, but they still saw the same person in the mirror. So I think that's a really good book correlating to this. But hey, okay, we got to ask the million-dollar question right now, okay? Here's the question. The question is, if you got a female at home that is willing to do the dirty, if she's down like that, why do men still watch pornography?
Oh, man. yo, okay. This one, I think it's, I honestly, this one is a difficult thing to answer. I think it becomes just the easy access. I think it's like, plus it's the variety. Let me just be real. Yeah, it's a variety as well. It's the variety, I'm thinking, because sometimes you may have your woman that's willing to do the freaky, you know, just do the dirty and that much. But sometimes it's okay. How much is it the fantasy? You know, are they able to explore your thoughts? You know, are they able to, whatever it is that you're thinking as far as your fantasies go, are they able to bring those to life? Now, if you look at pornography and stuff like that, there's so many different categories. There's just a bunch of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And the question is, okay, what is the person attracted to? What is the person really attracted to? What is the guy in the relationship really attracted to? And if you can have that level of conversation with your spouse, your girlfriend, your wife, like, is she willing to actually go that far to bring that forward? That's what I was talking about. Communication is so important, right? So even when it comes down to that, sex is a major part of the relationship, but communication is the number one aspect of the relationship. And that leads to everything from an emotional standpoint, a spiritual standpoint, and a physical standpoint. If you can't talk about what it is that you really want, then your mate is not going to know what you are really going to want. Therefore, you got people that get caught up, you know, they get caught watching pornography, or they find themselves gravitating towards pornography because, okay, she may be willing to do this, but she's not willing to do that. Okay, if she's not willing to do this, but she's willing to, you know, watch it with you and find out exactly what it is that you really want, Sometimes you don't even need to watch it. You just explain to her, okay, this is a fantasy of mine. Would you be willing to bring this to life? If she's not willing to bring it to life, then she's going to have to understand. That's probably one of the reasons we're going to gravitate towards pornography, or we're going to end up looking for someone else that can.
Okay. So what advice would you give a woman that doesn't, because you got to understand, Dee, and I'm sure you know this, is there are so many divorces happening right now in this day and age, even due to pornography. So what could you give to a wife as a piece of advice that she's struggling with her man watching pornography?
Okay. Talk to him. That's one of the easiest things that I can do, or easiest things that I can recommend, is talk to your man, talk to your dude, talk to your spouse, like, and don't berate him, belittle him, or accost him for watching it. The main thing is, okay, so you may have come across a couple of tabs that my man had open accidentally, or he didn't delete. Mm-hmm. Just talk to him, be like, look, this is what I've seen. Or just, even if you don't know, just ask him, do you watch pornography? Do you, what do you like? And if fixing the subjects or the genres of the stuff that you actually watch. Communication, as I said before, communication is important. So it's like, just talk to your dude.
See, what it is about making it comfortable, though? Because I find sometimes as women, women can be pretty like on the side of like, you know, yelling or like argumentative. Is it really making the man feel comfortable to where he'll open up and discuss as to why he does what he does rather than arguing?
Yeah. And that's another thing, just like you were talking about, don't argue with him. It's the same thing. And for the dudes that are listening, don't take it as your woman trying to confront you to be combative. Like, one thing that we want as men is, number one, we want to be able to have an open space in a relationship to be able to talk. One of the reasons why we find ourselves in a position, and now you're getting both genders that are going the way of allowing their ego and their pride to get into the way of allowing for real communication. So if the guy ends up watching, if he's caught watching this or asked about it, now all of a sudden he's being confronted in his manhood. He feels as if his manhood is being put into question. So, and if he does actually tell his wife or his girlfriend or whatever, he tells her, yo, this is what I like. Then all of a sudden she's going to start feeling as if, oh, so I'm not enough. This isn't a thing about being combative, right? This is a thing about actually saying, okay, what do you like? And are you able to bring this to life? Are you able to bring this to light? Are you comfortable enough with this person that you're in a relationship with to actually speak on what you like? Like, you have to understand, and this is real. This is real right here. If it comes to the point where you are both, or one or the other is so uncomfortable that you can't talk about it, you can't talk about what you would like to see happen, especially on a sexual level, understand. And this is going to keep some people from, this may keep some people from actually going outside the relationship, or this may expose some individuals that go outside the relationship. But if you cannot come to an understanding or even have the ability to communicate, you talked about divorces. This is some of the reasons why people cheat, right? This right here is some of the reasons why people cheat. Because if someone is not getting something from that person in that moment or in that relationship, and someone does not communicate that, then they're going to go outside the relationship. What do you expect? And right. I mean this. Here's the thing. There's still no excuse for going outside the relationship just based on the fact that no one is trying to communicate. If you're not trying to communicate, then you haven't put any effort into it. But if you are making the effort to communicate and the person does not reciprocate, then do not expect that person to remain loyal in that situation.
Whoa, wait, hold up. So are you saying if the dude is honest and tells his chick, you know, I've been wanting a threesome and I've always wondered what that's like, and he tells his lady, and she doesn't feel comfortable having a threesome, should she not, should she assume that he's going to fuck around and have a threesome elsewhere?
Oh, no. Let's say he says, man, I really want to have a threesome. I would love to have a threesome. I want to know what that's like. And she says, well, you know what? I'm not comfortable with that. But then he doesn't say anything else. Then, bro, that's on you. Don't even try and go out and think, oh, why is she mad? I told her that I wanted a threesome. But she told you that she wasn't comfortable with it. Now, if he said, yo, I would love to have a threesome, what do you think? And then she doesn't say anything. Let's say he brings the subject back up and then she diverts the conversation again. Mm. Now it's just avoidance of the topic. Now it's like she's so uncomfortable with speaking on it, she's not even giving him a yes or a no as to whether she is about it or not. Like, here's another thing. We can't read your mind. Dudes cannot read your mind. We cannot read your mind, right? Like, we don't know. So, and when it comes down to a lot of things, sometimes what you say and what you think are two completely different things. I think I mentioned that in one of our early conversations. And that comes down to relationships. Like, especially with certain individuals and relationships, in relationships, sometimes what is said and what is actually thought are two completely different things that have to be expressed. If they're not expressed, we cannot read your mind and we don't know what's going on. So it's just like the same thing if a guy says, yo, what's wrong? And she's pissed off and she says, nothing. That's a damn lie. You know damn well something's wrong. Why don't you just say it? Why don't you express it? Because if you don't express it, you're holding that shit in. With you holding that stuff in, all it's going to do is just fester. And then there's going to be more stuff that's going to be added on top of it. And all of a sudden it's going to explode.
It's almost like,
and then
you're all of a sudden, it's almost like she wants her man to kind of beg in a way and to be able to know that something's wrong. Like, she doesn't want to have to tell him. It's almost like she just wants him to know and to know what to do to correct it.
And see, that's the thing. We don't know. Like, we don't know instantly how to correct certain situations. We don't know because we don't know. Like, if you don't communicate, we don't know what happened in your past relationships if you don't explain it. We don't know what we're supposed to do in certain situations based off of experiences that you've had in the past. So even on a sexual level, we don't know if the reason why you don't want to have a threesome is because you just don't want to have another woman in that relationship, in that situation, or if you've had a bad situation with a previous threesome, or if you've had, an experience with someone that actually did something that was related to something like that. You know what I'm saying? We don't know. You have to explain. You have to communicate. So in that retrospect, it's like you have to understand the power of communication. But then we also still have to, as guys, we still have to have an understanding that you can only take that stuff so far. If your woman says that she's not comfortable with it, if she explains it, if she expresses that, right? If she actually says it, if she talks, if she gets to that moment of explaining as to why she doesn't, then you have to respect that, bro.
But some guys are not communicative, though. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's some guys that, as I said before, ego and pride.
Right.
Like, as dudes, we are very prideful. Sometimes there's certain things where if a question is asked, then we feel as if our manhood is being questioned. If we ask something and we're denied, then we feel as if our manhood or our pride is being questioned or denied. We don't like that sometimes. Some men don't like that. For me, I'm open to all topics of conversation. There's going to be certain things that I may be, uncomfortable with at first, but I'm never going to allow my ego or my pride to get into the way of having a clear understanding as to how to, breach that communication, break that wall.
Okay. So check it out. We could be talking about this till the cows come home because there are literally so many questions, but I got two more questions for you. The second to last question is, for the majority of men, do most men prefer to have a working woman or a like a woman that is career oriented, she's about that money, she makes really good paper? Or is he looking to have a woman that can, you know, just take care of the family if they want to have kids?
Okay. Now, this is a topic that I've heard both ends, where the guy doesn't care if the woman is working. And I've heard guys say, yo, if I'm working, she needs to be at the house. For me, I don't know, maybe this is the millennial in me talking. If the woman is comfortable, if she wants to work, then yo, you do it up. Because I'm never ever going to put myself in a position to tell a woman what she can and cannot do. I'm just going to be real with you. This is coming from me. If a woman can push an entire human being, out of her body, what am I as a man going to do? What do I look like telling a woman what she can and cannot do?
Ooh, I like that.
I'm just being real. This is just real facts. Like for me, if a woman can give birth, yes, I definitely you do my part when it comes down to conceiving that child. But maybe I'm getting a little bit too deep into this, but I'm just saying, even when it comes down to that, telling a woman, you know, whether she can be career oriented or not, if I'm working, no. My thing is, nowadays, especially if you look at the economy, and we can switch the whole thing up. If we're looking at the economy right now, unless you are making six figures a year, you're going to need you and your woman to be putting in that work.
Right. That was my question. Because are guys going to feel the struggle on the finances being just on them?
Right. But you know what? Most of the time, I think now in this generation, we've gotten to that point where, you know, once again, that ego and that pride comes into play. Right. So now all of a sudden you have individuals that feel, men especially, have men that feel as if, oh, I'm the man. I have to be the one to bring the bread and the butter, you know, making the bread and the butter, bringing the bacon home. I need to be the one to be able to make the money. I need to be able to assert my manhood, at least by being able to make sure that the family is taken care of. And when it comes down to it, hey, all power to you, bro. I feel the same way. But at the same time, I still recognize that my woman, or the person that I'm with, if she's career driven, she has goals and aspirations. And as a man, it makes me more of a man to be supportive of her goals and her aspirations than to limit her and just confine her to a place of being in the kitchen with her shoot, you know, barefoot. That doesn't work.
Right.
We appreciate you hanging out with us this week. Tune in to us every single Sunday for that fresh new fire coming at you live.